This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a Syrian ceasefire agreement of sorts is reached. Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed Tuesday to set up a mechanism to observe a ceasefire in Syria as they ended 2 days of peace talks in Astana with officials from the Syrian government and rebels. The three countries reiterated in their joint statement that the nearly six-year war in Syria has no military solution and that negotiations under guidelines set up in a United Nations resolution are the only way to achieve peace. They also reiterated their joint opposition to militant groups, Islamic State, and the Nusra Front. VOA's Daniel Scharf in Astana notes that Syria was not listed as one of the countries included in that list of countries that set up the ceasefire mechanism.
The Syrian sides did not participate in this final announcement. We didn't see them in the hall. They were not going to sign this document anyway because it was a trilateral agreement between those who brokered the talks here. But, of course, there is a lot of speculation and concern about what it might mean that they were not participating directly in this.
Russia's Interfax news agency reported that Syria's government delegation led by Syrian UN's ambassador was ready for direct talks with the Syrian opposition in Astana, but some Syrian opposition figures have said they believe Damascus is looking to negotiate only with the Turkey-backed opposition factions attending the talks. Those factions include Syria's Kurdish National Council. Two opposition groups based in Syrian Kurdish-controlled northern Syria and opposed by Turkey were not invited to the meetings. This is VOA News.